Sikai, bawat hiblay makulay. Mga kwento na pagsisika, minimitin sa hinaharap. Sikai, himing ng paglalakbay. Sama-sama sa pagkilos, sabay-sabay sa tagumpay. Sikai, mga kwento na pagsisika, minimitin sa hinaharap. Sikai, himing ng paglalakbay. Sama-sama sa
po ay si classmate Roselia K. Rivera of the College of Social Work and Community Development. We're here this afternoon. We'd like to welcome you to our second of a series on visibility and voice, women engineers in the Philippines. Si Engineer Teresita Balba. Later on, we'll ask them to greet their fans. And Engineer Estralita Bordalio, Engineer Emiliana Patal de la Cruz, and Engineer Ida Calma. Welcome po sa ating studio. Okay, as a introduction, we are on the second of a series. The first series was giving a history of the Women Engineers Network in terms of how women are involved and are competent professionals in their own different fields, no? Because now we are trying to put more voice and visibility into what women are doing, since they're usually represented in the media as frivolous, as slightly hysterical, and usually in the contrabida roles, no? But now here we are spending time to hear the voices of women in different professions. And now for the three of a series, we're listening to people in technical professions like engineers. Okay, first our guest is Teresita Balba. She's a chemical engineer. She's part of the more than 32,000 chemical engineers in the Philippines. And she will tell us more about her work. But first, of course, Tess, please greet your fans.
Hello, good afternoon, fellow engineers and hello,
listeners.
Yes, to all the listeners ni classmate Roselle
of Sikai Kilos.
Yeah. And of course my family, my husband Jim, my apo, my manugang, and of course my fellow women engineers.
Sino sila?
Women engineers?
Yung mga chika mo sa WEN?
Yeah. WEN is composed of different discipline ng engineering profession.
Oo, yan. Nag-guest nga sila last
yes,
week.
Yes, no, nag-guest like to, sila last week.
Sige, thank you, Tess. Later on, you... Anong yung dalawang apo mo? Huwag mong kalimutan.
Yes, of course. Popoy and Chochoy.
Okay. Sila ang gumising. Yeah. Welcome, Teresita Balba. No? And next, we have Star or Estralita Small Star.
Yeah.
Bordalio, no? Who is Batch 2004 of Genetic Engineering. Nga pala, Tess, yeah, nakalimutan natin batiin si Rod.
Ah, yes. Thank you.
Kay si Rod Gonzalez from the Department of Geodetic Engineering. And now we have here one of our graduates, no? Batch 2004. She has her own firm. She's been an entrepreneur for 9 years. And later on, she will tell us about her journey as a geodetic engineer.
Yes. Okay. So thank you for guesting us, first and foremost. And magandang tanghali po sa lahat ng nakikinig sa programa na ito ni classmate Roselle. Ayan. So thank you. We are privileged to be part of this. And somehow sana makapag-send kami ng clear message to everyone about women. Ayan. So
the competence of women. No? Yes. Specifically the Women Engineers Network.
Yes.
Okay. And the third we have here, Emiliana Patal de la Cruz, who is a sanitary engineer, will tell us more about it. This morning we were talking about it, and she will give us a better idea for us ordinary mortals. She's part of the more than 200,000 civil engineers in the Philippines.
And
no,
more than 3,000 sanitary engineers.
Okay, thank you for giving us a better idea of that. And then maybe, Mom Emmy, you can greet your friends and your family, yes, and your fans.
Yes. Thank you for this opportunity that we are invited here. And for all our family, for my family, my midget, and syempre my other members of the family here and in Batangas.
Wow, so, what part of Batangas?
San Juan, Batangas, mm-hmm. Leia in particular. Mm-hmm. So, good afternoon sa inyo and syempre sa aking mga anakis. They are four. And syempre to my husband and to my inay in Batangas City.
Okay, the diamonds of Emmy. Okay, thank you very much. No, excited na tayo. We're already in round three. Round four, we have Engineer Ida Calma, who's also a sanitary engineer, who is presently, she will tell us also more about her journey and her context. She's presently with the Department of Health in San Lazaro, which is not, I think this would be an opportunity to clarify what is an engineer doing in DOH San Lazaro. Sige, Ma'am Ida, you can classmate Ida will greet her colleagues at the height of Typhoon Hanna.
Good afternoon, my fellow sanitary and civil engineers, and also thank you, Ma'am Rosel, for inviting us here right now.
Okay, like we said, the objective of today's class, kasi dito sa DZUP, we call it a class, kaya classmate rin ang tawag sa inyo, no? Dahil nga, gusto natin bigyan ng ibang voice at visibility ang mga yung competence ng kababaihan, no? Kasi karanasan, negatibo ang image niya sa pinapakita sa television, sa mga films, no? So ngayon, we're here. We're very fortunate that we have four competent women who are going to inspire especially our listeners. Sige. Siguro, we can start. Siguro, who'd like to start according to
beauty?
Di lahat mag-uumpisa.
Wow. Sabay-sabay.
Oh, sige. 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 Who would like to start? Let's start here. Kasi unang-una, sa unang-unang dumating. Sino unang dumating? Sige. Maybe we can start with Star, no? Sige. Si Little Star, no? Ang sabi, siguro bago mag-share si Star, ang nung nag-uusap kami bago sa programa ay yung ano yung Tagalog ng geodetic engineer, ayun.
Okay, so let's start with that. Ayan, so mas kilala kasi kami sa tawag na maninilip ng pagmamay-ari ng iba. Quite funny, but pero yun kasi yung medyo mas kilala nga ng karamihan, but in reality we are called geodetic engineers. So our profession is more of yung pagsusukat ng mga lupa. But of course, we're more than that. Yon, ito lang yung medyo mas kilala ng common people. Ayan. So, about my journey, tama po. Ayan. So, actually, yung clearest sa mind ko is I was a cigarette vendor as a kid. So
medyo were you smoking?
No. Pero isa akong kakatak girl, ganyan. So siguro I started as early as 4 years old, yan. Sumasakay sa mga bus to sell mga money, yung mga ganyan, butong pakwan.
Saan ito?
It's in Caloocan. Mm-hmm. So informal settler kami. Actually for 21 years, college na ako pero informal settler pa rin kami. And now yon, as a geodetic engineer, I'm very happy to be serving a lot of informal settlers to help them get their lots. Yung parang para maging pagmamay-ari nila. Mm-hmm. Yon, in a legal way. So sinusukat siya para malaman kung ano yung portion na ino-occupy nila, what exactly is the location, hanggang sa mapasa kanila by means of, well, there's government program eh. Yung community mortgage program wherein they're able to negotiate with lot owners and then eventually napupunta sa kanila. So I'm very happy kasi for, well, half of my life, yon, nasa informal settlement kami. So everything happens. Sunog, yung lahat ng gulo, all the commodities are yung kulang. Yon. But when people get to have their properties organized, yan, by, well, it starts with the sukat eh. Yun yung ginagawa namin as geodetic engineers. So when everything when the properties becomes organized and paghawak na nila yung titulo nila, nag-iiba yung estado nila sa society. And I'm very much happy that I'm part of it as a geodetic
engineer. So yung pagsasurvey nyo ng dati housing, social housing project, yun ang term eh, socialized housing, sa ibang bansa, social housing project. Ano yung mga social housing project? Which places were you able to go to or to be involved as a geodetic engineer?
Actually, as a geodetic, yung exposure namin to different places, medyo malawak. Yun. For the informal settlement, karamihan nandito sa Metro Manila. Mm-hmm. And those are the areas that we avoid to go to. Kasi ito nga yung mga squatter na tinatawag. Mm-hmm. Yun. So this is where, yun nga, yung mga salat, yun, nandito. But these same people are those that are trying to organize themselves, and then they try to legalize whatever they have few.
Pero ikaw personally, Star, anong saan mga lugar ang involved ka?
Nagsusurvey kami in Valenzuela, Manila, Caloocan, Quezon City. Mm-hmm. Ayan, so these areas, Batasan, siguro yung mga sulok-sulok, outskirts ng mga cities that we have. Muntinlupa. Ayan, we have a lot of...
Siguro later we can ask you exactly ngayon na binilik ko yung question sa'yo. How exactly do you feel about yung experience mo, no? Tungkol dito. So muna, description muna kung ano bang ginagawa. Exactly ano bang ginagawa ng mga kasama natin. Sige. Sige, tanong naman natin si Ma'am Aida. Dahil siya ang pinakamaaga dumating ngayon.
Thank you. I'm happy that Engineer Star is here right now besides me. Right now, our hospital is 430 years in existence.
And wow, 430 years.
Yes. We need to transfer our land in San Lazaro Hospital because what we have right now, yung title pa is Spaniards. Written in Spanish.
Mm-mm.
I'll be needing
yung title.
For the title. But as a sanitary engineer, we are involved actually in public health. We're involved in the wastewater and then the water safety, in the protection and the prevention, protection of the environment actually.
Sige, Ma'am Aida, kwento mo naman sa ating mga listeners, lalo na yung mga bata na wala silang ka-idea what a sanitary engineer na. I think Ma'am Emmy can also, you can have a conversation on exactly this. Kayo, Ma'am Emmy, how did you also, yung journey nyo, no?
Journey?
Mahaba, no? Kulang nga isang ano eh.
Pang-MMK. Actually, paano ba sisimulan?
Yeah, when you were a little girl. Di ba? Yes. Tagal nun.
When I'm a little girl, hindi ko alam engineering, civil, or sanitary. Even nung college na ako, hindi ko pinapansin talaga yung sanitary. I'm always, as always, I'm always proud. I am a farmer's daughter. We live in the remote area of San Juan, Batangas, wherein before ka makapunta sa school, you have to walk back and forth 1 kilometer. And not only that, I transfer from school to school since primary days. I studied in Mindoro, I studied in Manila.
Was your family was always moving also?
No, my mother is not with me. I live with my lola, I live with some other. So that's my... That's the
your
story.
Context.
Yeah, yun yung aking context. And then, when I'm in konting background lang, bago ako naging engineer, when I'm a little girl, I always want to be a nurse. Then when I'm in high school, a brother took civil engineering, but he passed on her third year of schooling. So my father get nalungkot siya. That's the time I shift my mind to civil engineering. So,
medyo maraming na-skip na story doon. Kailangan natin pang ano. Kasi parang bakit na gano. Anyway, this is, we will go for a break first, but we'll continue with this. No? So we're here now with in our second of a series of Voices and Visibility, Women Engineers in the Philippines. Si classmate Rosalia K. Rivera ito from Sikay Kilos College of Social Work and Community Development. DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP. Kapisana mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Pagod ka na ba sa traffic? Ayaw mo sa plastic? Galit ka rin ba sa fake news? Gusto mo bang makiisa sa pagkamit ng sustainable development? Kung oo ang sagot mo sa lahat ng yan, tara na't makiisa sa pinakamalaking bayanihan para sa global goals. Inihahandog ng 2030 Youth Force in the Philippines ang ikalawang SDG Bayanihan Summit ngayong October 26 sa Far Eastern University, Manila. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, pumunta sa SDG Bayanihan Summit Facebook page. Sama-sama nating tugunan ang mga isyu ng lipunan. Ito ay hatid sa inyo ng 2030 Youth Force in the Philippines sa pakikipagtulungan ng DZUP 1602, kasali ka. DZUP at 60, ituloy ang kwento.
Sikay, himing ng paglalakbay, sama-sama sa pagkilos, sabay-sabay sa tagumpay.
Po, nandito po tayo sa programang Sikay Kilos, ang programa ng College of Social Work and Community Development. Ngayon po ay nandito tayo sa ating episode on the series number 2 of Visibility and Voice, Women Engineers in the Philippines. Binibigyan po natin ang boses ang kababaihan na inhinyera, no? Sabi kanina ni Star, ang guest natin ngayon ay si Star Bordalio, Teresita Balba, Emmy Patal de la Cruz at si Aida Calma. Lahat sila ay members ng Women Engineers Network. Gusto natin bigyan ng kaalaman ang ating mga tagapakinig tungkol sa gawain ng mga kababaihan at mga inhinyera. Pwede natin sabihin, ang isa ay inhinyera na lakwatsera pa. Ano ba ang ibig sabihin yan? Siguro, pwede rin, since itutuloy siguro ni Emmy Ren, no? Dahil kanina sinabi niya, hindi naman lakwatsa, pero paiba-iba siya ng lugar na nung bata pa siya.
Ako ba magtuloy? Inhinyera na lakwatsera pa.
Yes, in other words, nakakapunta sa ibang lugar dahil sa kanyang...
Yes, most of the times, lalo na kung... ako po palang specialization ko is more of design and consultancy sa plumbing and fire protection. So, if the project calls for you to visit the site para tignan yung mga existing utilities and similar unit for the project, definitely, you are entitled to go that place without any expenses.
It's so, part of the project expenses,
yes,
of course,
it's part
no?
of the
and
expenses.
to avail of your
yes.
Professional services. Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go to any part of the Philippines for mm-hmm. that particular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually totoo. Actually, sa amin din, we've been to places na hindi pa narating ng iba. Actually, there's one place that we went to na meron silang sariling salita. May sarili silang bokabularyo na pinag-aaralan pa hanggang ngayon. It's Kapul. It's a far place in, a remote place, actually an island sa Visayas area. And when we went there, yung di ko makakalimutan niya, parang we went there, sobrang tahimik ng tubig, parang 30 minutes nandun na kami. Mm-hmm. But when we went out of the place, kasi medyo 3 p.m. na siya. And we have to leave that area kasi walang kuryente, ganyan. Walang matutulugan, and our job is done
naman.
I
remember, Star, you were telling us earlier about one, kasi parang ang sinasabi na na ay nakakapunta ka sa lugar na flat siya, like in Google Earth. We yes. have now the technology to see that. Na, but you in when you go there, actually, as a geodetic engineer,
you feel the texture. Yun. Sa mapa kasi, well, when we look at the place in our maps, yan, Google Map, Google Earth, flat siya.
Mm-mm.
Pero pag pinuntahan mo siya, it's not like that, of course. Masukal, matarik, malalim, basa, ganyan. Yes, sometimes, well, geodetic engineers kasi ang unang pumupunta sa, well, among other engineering professions, I believe, we're the first to go dun sa mga lugar na mga i-develop pa lang. Kasi mm-hmm. yan yung mga hindi pa siya nakiklear. Yan, so we have to, yun, parang salubungin whatever there is. Yan, ahas, taong gubat. Ganyan.
So hindi lang naaakyat, naiikot
yes,
rin.
Yes, no, hindi lang nasusukat, naiikot, nalalakad rin. Naiikot, yan.
Mm-hmm. Actually, tama yung enhinyera lakwatsera. lakwatsera in a sense na we are always on the go. Yung project is everywhere. Na we are unlike the other women na sa office lang.
Mm-hmm.
Na mostly ang engineers na sa labas kung saan man yung project pupuntahan doon para makita whatever kung ano man yon. So yun nga lakwat
siguro test bigyan mo ng idea ng ang ating listeners ng mga concrete places as in your journey, for example, where you were telling me earlier that you used to go to different plants.
Yeah, say for example
yan ang walking exercise. Ano yun, running ba yun or walking?
Lahat na. say for example, I have a project in say Dumaguete, Baez, Cebu.
Mm-hmm.
So although yung let's say yung proponent o yung may-ari ng project is here in Manila, so yung project nila is yun nga sa Dumaguete or sa Cebu. So since ikaw yung kukunin nila na say for example, ako yung environmental permits, environmental compliance.
Mm-hmm.
So, kailangan makita ko yung place. Just like si Engineer Star. Kasi kung ibigay lang nila sa akin yung data, eto lang, eto lang, eto mm-hmm. lang. So, mm-hmm. kailangan makita ko what is really, ano yung actual na nandun, ano yung scenario, bago ko magawa yung study.
Mm-mm.
So
hindi naman magic yun na
in
a piece of paper.
Yes, yes. Hindi hindi naman pwedeng yun sa Google Map nga lang, hindi pwede. So kailangan nandun para ma-feel mo din, makita mo ano magiging impact sa environment. And whatever na kailangan mong ilagay doon sa kanilang project.
Anong klaseng mga plants ito, for example? Project? Anong
say
location?
For example,
is it a resort?
Yeah,
is it a factory? What is it?
The one I mentioned, which is in Dumaguete and Baez, are hotels,
mm-hmm.
commercial complex,
mm-hmm.
and resort.
Mm-hmm.
So these projects has environmental impacts, of course.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So after ni Engineer Star, na ma-survey,
mm-mm.
ako yung as environmental and chemical engineer, ako yung papasok bago nila umpisahan yung project. Yes.
Sige, Ma'am Aida.
I can relate with my colleagues here. Yung trabaho ko kasi sa San Lazaro Hospital.
Parang from an ordinary perspective, these are mostly in the medical profession. So, paano yung intersection ngayon ng engineering profession in
the health
sector?
Previously kasi ako yung head ng engineering department of the hospital. But right now, I am the officer in charge of the hospital operation and patient support service. We're happy that we are being involved sa as technical working group member ng mga different programs under the Department of Health, wherein nakaka-visit kami sa different places nationwide. Like yung we give our inputs and technical expertise on the preparation of the policies and guidelines in the preparation of the different manuals in the Department of Health to be followed by or implemented in the different hospital, whether government and private, nationwide.
Okay, that's a big call, no? Yeah. Sige, baka our other engineers have questions for
at the same time, being a civil engineer also, we are primarily in charge of the infrastructure projects under the HPEP.
Baka pwede ka mamaya iisipin pa ni Engineer Aida yung ikukwento siguro na mas konkretong ospital or mas konkretong lugar dito na pinupuntahan mo para mas may idea. Sige, Ma'am Emmy.
Ano pa po bang aking kwento? Sanitary.
Oo.
Yes. As sanitary engineers, hindi lang kasi naka-focus sa isang line of work. Medyo malawak yung scoping of works, actually. Before, I am encouraging sana yung mga either magka-college parang
thinking about
kung ano yung kanilang future or even yung mga civil engineering graduate na sana isa sa i-consider nilang profession is being a sanitary engineer. Lalo nang in this time wherein ang pinag-uusapan is more of environment.
Mm-hmm.
So very
important
and napakalaki ng opportunity for sanitary engineers in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi me, I am also a civil engineer pero sadly to say, wala akong civil engineering experience. Ni katiting. So, but no regrets kasi being a sanitary engineer, I'm so lucky na medyo yung akin namang experience and practice is medyo satisfying. Not to the max na I'm very successful, pero...
But now success is what you set yourself to. No, but you're saying like sanitary engineering is like a 5-year course now,
yes,
no?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's different from civil engineering.
Yes, it's different from civil engineering. If you're a civil engineering graduate, you can take sanitary engineering in, if you're of same school like Mapua to Mapua, taking SE, you need just 1 year to have it, and then you take board exam.
Mm-hmm.
And as of now, there are 16 schools offering sanitary engineering. Pero in Manila, we have NU, TIP, Mapua, and then the rest of the schools are in provinces.
Okay.
Sige.
So, maganda, no? Ituloy natin yan. So, at least now, yung ating mga listeners, lalo ng mga kababaihan na mas lumalawak ang exposure, no, sa mga possibilities, no, galing mismo sa mga practitioners at mga professionals na engineers, no. We just heard from Engineer Emiliana De La Cruz, no, who is a sanitary engineer. And we're now here at the studio of Sikay Kilos with the Women Engineers Network, giving us a better idea of how competent women work in the field. See Engineer Star Bordalio, Engineer Teresita Balba, and Engineer Aida Calmars with Engineer Emmy. This is DZUP 1602, is a member of KBP Kapisana ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Ikaw ang bota tayo sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Halina't kilalanin ang kahalagahan ng wika sa ating mga buhay. Dito sa Ang Wika ng Inamo, tuwing Biyernes sa ganap na alas 6 hanggang alas 7 ng gabi. Ito lang sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Wika ng Inamo, tanda na magkapatid tayo. Wika ng Inamo, mag-uugnay sa Pilipino. Wika ng Inamo.
ina mo, salamin ng pagkatawid ka ng ina mo, magtatakda kung san tayo.
Sali, alam niyo ba kung bakit panalo ang breastfeeding? Una, nasa breast milk ni mommy ang nutrisyong kailangan ni baby. Check! Meron ring antibodies ang breast milk na pampalakas ng resistensya ni baby. Check! At kapag nagpa-breastfeed si mommy, bumababa ang risk na magkaroon siya ng breast cancer. Check na check! O diba? Breastfeeding para mas healthy si baby at si mommy. Isang paalala mula sa Philippine Association of Nutrition, Alpha Chapter at DZUB 1602, kasali ka.
Sikay, himing ng paglalakbay, sumasama sa pagkilos, sabay-sabay sa
tanghali, nandito po tayo sa programa ng College of Social Work and Community Development. Si Kai Kilos po. Ngayon, ang ating episode ay series number 2 of Giving Voice and Visibility, Women Engineers in the Philippines. We are featuring now different kinds of women professionals in different professions of engineering. We have Engineer Star, Engineer Tess, Engineer Emmy, and Engineer Ida. So maybe we can continue now with... Earlier, we were discussing and they were describing exactly ano bang ginagawa ng iba't ibang klaseng engineer, no? And now, maybe in this segment of our program, we'll also ask them how they're able to address their multiple responsibilities, no? So, if you're also a professional, we were showing their competence, no, in their different fields as engineers, no? So, now... tao rin sila. So how do they balance their different responsibilities at home, in their communities, no, and otherwise? Sige, Engineer Emiliana.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Paano nga ba?
You mentioned you have 4 children, right? How old is your youngest?
My youngest is 9. Mm-hmm. My eldest is...
How old is your husband? That means it's your eldest, diba?
Yes. Actually, as of now, medyo mahirap talaga ang buhay being an engineer and being a mother of 4. Mahirap din kasi maging i-balance na you are a cancer survivor and then currently you're taking care of your... stroke-stricken husband and being a mother of 4. So, kailangan lang talaga focus sa kung ano man yung trabaho and then kailangan talagang balance.
Tsaka humihingi ka rin ng support, right? By joining the network.
Yes, yes. Actually, isa sa question nga before eh, hindi ka ba napapagod? You're here and there in that organization and then medyo as I claim, I'm blessed to have those projects as of now of mine. So we need to complain minsan na mahirap ang buhay, but you have to be thankful and blessed. Not all are given those opportunities. So ang kailangan lang talaga is bigyan ng balance of time each and everything you're doing, your family, your projects. Kasi hindi naman yung project mo, eh dito lang lahat sa Philippines. Ay, sa Philippines, sa Manila. You have projects on other part of the Philippines that you have to go through. So, kailangan mo lang is, meron ka talagang, siyempre sa bahay pa lang, dapat meron kang assistant. Assistant sa trabahong bahay. Kasi
about how do you take care of yourself?
Take care of myself. Yeah.
How do you love yourself? Kasi yun ang palaging tinatanong sa kababaihan. Eh. Ask yourself na parang, sige, hindi mo lang kailangan sagutin ngayon, engineer. Mamaya, yeah. Kasi kanina pinag-uusapan ng trabaho, ngayon parang yung multiple responsibilities.
Think
about that.
Mamaya sasagutin ko yan, pero as of now, halos, even though I'm a cancer survivor, parang nadideprive ko rin yung sarili ko on sleeping.
Ayun, so, sleep. Okay.
I'd like to address that.
Parang, how do you love yourself? Ako siguro, each time, yung, kasi konti lang talaga yung time natin with the family, but making it a quality time is, ano eh, what makes it, ano, valuable. Yun nga, parang, I love myself by spending yung quality time nga with the family. I don't usually go to, we don't have the time eh, to go to yung what other people can do, diba? Leisurely, yung mga spas and all. But,
in your mind.
Yeah, in my mind, yeah. But spending time with the kids and the family, and then yung enjoying you what you're doing,
ayon,
that makes it ano eh, a lot yes. easier eh. Yeah. Parang and thinking na what you're doing is actually an opportunity to address the challenges that other people's encounter. Actually, it's not your challenges eh, 'di ba? It's your work. But it is other people's challenges eh, 'di ba? Problema nila 'yon and then you're trying to address it. So somehow it lightens. And actually it translates yung burden into something na parang more of accomplishment rather than burden yon. So siguro doing what you love and loving what you're doing is essentially loving yourself. Okay. Diba? You're not soaking yourself to something that you don't want to do eh. Okay. You're enjoying everything.
Pero sometimes meron din, diba? You have to do it even if you don't want to do it in a real
of
world.
Course,
in a perfect world, that's true.
Of course.
Sige, yeah. Mama, no. Mom Tess.
Yeah. Tuli yung how do you love yourself? Kasi tayo, we are always busy doing projects. So, sometimes we need support from our family, our husband, our kids. Like, kasi in our country, usually the mother is always supposed to be the one to manage the house, the household course and other yung management ng bahay, di ba? But then being an engineer hindi ka pwedeng nakatutok lang sa bahay, di ba? So this is where our family
comes in
na kailangan natin yung support nila, and I'm lucky having a family who supports what I do and how do I take care of myself, like being a lakwatsera engineer.
Yeah.
Not necessarily you have to pamper yourself para ma-take care mo, diba? So gaya ng sabi ni Engineer Star, so if you have a project out of town, sabayan mo na rin ng side trip. So pag nakita mo yung place, na-enjoy mo yung place, then siguro that's a reward for yourself, diba?
Mm-hmm.
So, yun. Kasi sabi nga ni classmate Roselle, there's no such thing as perfect world na lahat na lang na mamanage mo. So, you have, dapat magkaroon ka ng support from your family, friends, and colleagues.
Sige. Ito, maraming kwento eh. She's at that point kasi sa DOH eh. Ano hong mga ospital ang napuntahan nyo na maraming problema? Kasi in the real world, maraming problema. Yes. Kaya nandito
pero
kayo.
Pero actually, problem ni sinasabi natin, but hindi ko gustong sabihin na problem. Marami ako napupuntahan na mga hospital. Aside of course sa hospital namin, San Lazaro Hospital, nandiyan din ang Pabella Hospital, ang Jose Reyes, then Rizal Medical Center, East Avenue Medical Center, National Center for Mental Health.
Mo talagang she can say it off her mind, ano?
Philippine Children Medical Center.
Mm-hmm.
Yun yung mga hospital ng under sa DOH retained hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we are celebrating the National Hospital Week and we have different activities. After this nga po, we're going to San Andres. We have a ballroom contest. Lahat po ng mga hospital ay magpa-participate.
Kasi naman, ang depressing sa hospital, ano, kailangan mo i-ano yun. Yes.
Nagbabe, we, nag-participate din kami sa Mr. and Miss Health. Kaya congratulate nga pala doon sa mga nanalo.
Okay.
In particular sa NKTI for Mr. Health and National
ano naman ang, Children kasi Hospital next week, for Miss Health. Para sa mga listeners, next week we're going to be discussing the La Cambini Ingeniera.
Yes,
no?
Yes.
Kasi dito sa UP, issue yun eh, no? Sige, later on na lang yun. That's not for today. For today, we're discussing. we're sharing with our classmates, no? We're here on the episode on Visibility and Voice, Women Engineers in the Philippines. We have Engineer Star, Engineer Tess, Engineer Emmy, and Engineer Ida. Sige. So now we're asking them the question, how do they face their multiple responsibilities and what are their dilemmas? And especially, what is their secret of taking care of themselves? Kasi hindi kayo pwede maging competent sa inyong profession unless you take care of yourself, di ba?
Yes.
Kasi yun ang problem. Kasi sa karamihan ng kababaihan ay lahat inako na.
Yes.
Di ba? Hindi yun. So, how we're changing that face of women that they're competent and they are people. No? They have people with limitations also. Sige. Sige, Engineer Emiliana. Please add more to the inspiration. How do you face your multiple responsibilities?
Facing multiple responsibilities, just do everything in right time. You manage mo yung time mo, and then you have to manage. But I think dapat mas marami yung time of for your family. Especially for me, I have four kids, iba-iba yung needs nila.
Yeah.
Di man sabi ko nga, actually kahapon ko lang sinasabi, I'm not the perfect mother, but I'm trying to give everything to my
best
children. Hindi ko mamabigay sa kanila yung ample time, but I'm trying to give the best schools and sana makagraduate sila ng kanila mga courses, kasi at the end of the day, if they didn't graduated, syempre, ako rin yung magsasacrifice. Ako rin yung magsasuffer. So,
parang nakakonect siya doon.
Yes, nakakonect siya. Even though nahihirapan ka, kasi hindi naman lahat ng mga anak is pare-pareho ang gano'n. Merong masipag mag-aral, merong gano'n.
Have different ways.
Yes.
But,
kailangan mong i-give yung iyong best of time or hindi mo man masupport gano'n kakuan is
They have to feel your love. Diba?
Medyo minsan mahirap i-feel yung love kasi minsan di ka naman, tao ka rin lang, nagagalit ka rin. So just give your best and your provide everything, and then sa trabaho, syempre hindi naman isa, dalawa o tatlong projects lang yung iyong hinahandle at the same time. So medyo kailangan, even though gusto mong give ng maraming time yung sarili mo, provide din. Kasi sabi mo, dati nga, I'm trying na mag-ballroom dancing, pero hindi ko rin talaga ma...
Parang darating din yung panahon
na yun.
Parang
exercise lang. And syempre, hindi ako magaling mag-dance, kaya tinry ko rin siya.
Oh, yun.
Pero hindi ko talaga ma-budget yung aking time, lalo na pag nawawala ng kasambahay.
Ayun.
Yun. So, isa yun sa pinaka...
Okay. So, nakikita. So, pinakikinggan natin ngayon ang ating mga kaibigan sa Women Engineers Network, no? At ang sa last segment ng ating programa ay pakinggan natin yung kanilang takeaway o kanilang advice sa mga kabataan, na lalo na mga kababaihan na kabataan. DZUP 1602 ay kasaping ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Love is love.
Totoo ba kasi yung boys should be boys?
LGBTQIA?
Di ba there are more than two genders?
Ano nga ba ang rape culture?
Sexism? Ano yun?
Glass ceiling? Love wins! Sali na sa chikahan
sa kasarian.
Gender Radio!
Gender Radio. tuwing Biyernes, alauna ng hapon,
sa DZUP 1602.
Kasali ka!
Sikay, himing ng paglalakbay, sumasama sa pagkilos, sabay-sabay sa tagumpay.
Nagbabalik po tayo dito sa programa ng College of Social Work and Community Development. Si Kai Kilos po. Ako po ay si classmate Rosalea K. Rivera. Kasama po natin ang mga masisipag at masayang Women Engineers Network of the Philippines, no? Pinag-uusapan natin ang sila bilang engineers, bilang mga professional at bilang mga kasama rin, hindi lamang sa pamilya, pati sa komunidad, no? At hindi rin sila nakatira sa isang perpektong mundo, no? Pero hinaharap nila ang mga hamon ng totoong mundo. Sige, siguro dito sa last segment natin, pwede kayo magkwento, pwede kayo mag-greet, no? At pwede kayo, ang pinaka-importante, share sa ating, no, lalo na ngayon lumakas na uli ang ulan, no, at malapit na tayo maglakad sa baha. Sige. Sino ang gusto mag-umpisa? Maybe si Ma'am Tess kasi parang siyang pinaka relax dito eh. Bigyan natin siya ng sige.
Comfortable.
Dito sa Women Engineers Network are here to inspire and to show the world that women are competent, loving, caring, and responsible members of the community.
Yung tungkol doon sa how do you take care of yourself, idadagdag ko lang. I'm just blessed dito sa mga kasama ko kasi tapos na yung anak ko, apo na lang. So, although I'm still working, may mga side trip na yon. And also, sa ngayon, nakakapunta ng parlor, nakakapagpamassage.
Mm-mm.
Before, nung growing pa yung anak ko, hindi ko magawa yun kasi I have an 8-to-5 job.
Mm-mm.
So, pagdating sa bahay, you have to work. And then, especially ako, wala yung husband ko out of the country lagi.
Mm-mm.
So, ako lang yung lahat. So
now it's time to think about yourself,
yes,
a little. Without myself. Any freedom from guilt.
Yeah, of course. You have to take care of myself and my husband. Tapos na yung, although hindi pa tapos yung responsibility mo sa iyong anak. Kasi naman tayo, di ba? When you are a mother, kahit na may anak na yung anak mo, you're still a mother. Mm. Di ba?
Sa ibang tao yun. Sa iba, okay lang.
So yun. And then, gusto ko lang iparating sa mga siguro yung mga upcoming college students na huwag kayong maniwala na pag sinabing engineering mahirap. Yeah, totoo
mahirap talaga.
Mahirap, but pag masipag ka, matiyaga, matatapos ka din and makukuha mo talaga yung biyaya. Sabi nga nung anak ko before, siguro bago siya mag third year, mag-give up na sana siya ng engineering kasi is also a civil engineering graduate and ayaw na niya sana. So sabi niya, mami, ayaw ko. So hindi ko naman siya pinilit. Sabi ko sa kanya, okay, if mag-shift ka, what will you get? Sabi ko. So nagsabi siya ng parang AB course. So sabi ko, after that, ano na mo sarili mo after? Mm-hmm. So siguro hindi niya rin maano. So sa madalit salita, tinuloy niya. Sabi ko, hindi ko naman hinahanap yung ikay maging cum laude kung hindi mo kaya. So sa awa ng Diyos natapos, after na matapos siya or actually no, graduating pa lang siya, sabi niya sa akin, buti na lang mami, hindi mo ako sinukuan. Kasi ibang-iba pala pag ikay isang technical na tao. Kahit sino pwede mong harapin. And that's his opinion, di ko yung tinuro. Na nakita niya nung nakikisalamuha siya na kapag ikay engineering graduate, medyo malaki, malawak. Not that inaano ko, pero yun yung nakita niya na kapag ikay ano, mas malawak yung ano mo. So, yung mga estudyante, huwag kayong matakot. Maging matyaga at masikap lang. Yun lang.
Okay.
Sipag at tiyaga. Sipag at tiyaga lang naman talaga. Kasi wala namang madaling profession. Lahat naman talaga, nag-start na, when I started, hindi ko naman alam na ako ay magiging, actually, hindi pa ako sanitary engineer that time. Hindi ko naman alam na ako ay magiging sanitary engineer talaga. At hindi ko naiintindihan yung sanitary engineering that time. So, like what Engineer Tess said, wala namang madaling profession. Walang madaling courses. Kailangan lang mag-choose ka, pumili ka kung ano talaga yung whatever your heart desire nga, sabi nga. Kasi at the end of the day, hindi pwedeng pag sinabi ng nanay mo na ito yung course mo, ito yung course mo, you'll just follow them and go to it. Pag-isipan din dapat, and syempre, i-analyze mo rin sarili mo yung in your capability. Kasi like,
you're the best to know yourself.
Yes, yes. Hindi ko sinasabi yung magaling ako in math kasi kagad pag nag-engineering, yun talaga kagad ang sinasabi nila eh. Magaling ka siguro sa math, your that excel, nag-excel ka. Hindi po, hindi kasi at all times is yun ang iyong kan. It's more on the way you study, you handle your work, how you focus. Kasi marami naman dyan matatalino, but then hindi sila talaga kung ganun ka-focus. Marami dyan can afford, but then hindi rin talaga sila nagsikap, nagtiyaga. And then kapag ikaw nandun na, kung talagang engineering ang kan mo, hindi naman lahat ng nag-start is ganun ka agad yung estado mo. It will take 5-10 years para ikaw ay mag-excel in your choosing field. So, sipag at tiyaga lang. And then, one more thing, if you're an engineer and you need talaga na mag-take ng board exam, if you can do it in one take, better. But if not, try again. Kasi at the end of the day, masarap marinig na ikaw ay tinatawag na engineer, considering na ikaw ay engineering graduate, rather than you graduate and then the first time ka, nag-give up ka na. So, kwan lang, tiyaga-tiyaga, and then more focus. At the end of the day, ikaw rin yung makikinabang.
Okay. Parang yung takeaway ko sa kanya eh, parang limang beses niya sinabi focus eh. So I think focus is really focus. A big thing, no?
Yes.
Sige.
Sipag at tiyaga.
Okay.
So maybe you were the first one. Maybe we can have I the first and then you're the last. Okay. You will be the first and the last.
Okay. Okay.
Sige.
Just like what Emmy is saying, sipag at tiyaga nga lang. Una kasi, kaya ako naging engineer, gusto ko lang talaga magkaroon ng title. Ano-ano ba yung mga courses na may title? Architect, doctors, diba?
Ikaw, sabi nga ni Star.
Lawyer. CNC din naman, mahirap lang kami.
Sense of entitlement.
Hindi kaya ng parents ko na magpaaral ng isang doktor, kaya ayan, naging engineer ako. Hindi lang isang license, kundi dalawa. And then, kaya ini-encourage ko din yung mga senior high natin na mag-take din ng course ng engineering at maraming mga job opportunities dito. Yan.
Ano naman yung insight mo from your own personal experience? Para ma-inspire ating mga kabataan.
Satisfying naman yung pagiging civil engineer. Na-realize ko na talagang ito yung profession talaga na gusto ko. Dahil talagang napapractice mo ito at sabi nga ni Emmy, medyo magkakaroon ka din ng mataas na pagtingin doon sa ibang tao pag nalaman niya na ikaw ay engineer, lalo na kung ikaw ay babae. Usually kasi mga lalaki yung kumukuha ng engineering course.
So you feel that sense of accomplishment. And last but not least is our engineer Estrelita Star.
Yes, okay. So
diba ang naananay mo, Estrella?
Yes, oh, kaya Estrelita lang po ako. Kasi si mother ang Estrella. Okay. So sa akin naman po, well, to all our listeners, na lalo na yung mga nag-aaral or even yung mga out of school youth, never stop dreaming. Huwag kayong magsawang mangarap. And huwag niyong kalilimutan na you should work on these dreams. Hindi naman yan matutupad ng pangarap lang. Or, yun, pangarap lang. Dapat paghirapan natin. And, kumbaga, pwedeng nasa lugmok tayo ngayon. Like what you're hearing, yun nga, merong farmer's daughter dito. Yun, I was a cigarette vendor. Pero right now, we're trying to help others, not only ourselves. We're trying to build the community, we're trying to help the nation, and naiangat natin yung sarili natin, not only as engineers but as women engineers who are doing a lot. Most of us are mothers also, daughters pa rin naman tayo who supports our families, our parents, ganyan, and we are still part of the community and we're doing our best. So siguro wag nating isipin whatever we are facing right now na challenges, let's work on overcoming these challenges. And the key to that is, yun nga, let us, parang, iangat natin yung sarili natin so we can also help others uplift themselves.
Yun. Okay, with that, maybe last, now we can ask Ma'am Engineer Tess to invite our listeners and our listening engineers to this summit at the end of August.
Yes.
Ano yung theme?
We are inviting our co-engineers to attend the 4th Philippine Women's Summit on August 22 to 24 at Troy's Hotel in Clark.
Okay, the Women Engineers Network. Thank you very much for being with us this afternoon. Estrelita Bordalio, Teresita Balba, Emmy De La Cruz and Ida Calma. DZUP's 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, kapisana ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Sikalay, bawat hibla'y makulay. Mga kwento ng pagsisika, minimiti sa hinaharap. Sikalay, himing ng paglalakbay. Sama-sama sa pagkilos, sabay-sabay sa tagumpay.